The JVS Show.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Danny Lawrence is the stall holder selling this antibacterial hand gel. Good morning to you, Danny.
Good morning.
Morning. So why did you decide
to advertise the show?
BBC Three Counties Radio.
We're basically 80% of our customers are now African on Milton Keynes on the stall. And basically it was done as a prevention thing rather than anything else. And obviously I'm not a scientist and didn't know the correct terms for any germs. But basically it was just sort of on the back of the bottle, it says protect yourself from 99.9% of any diseases and whatever. To put it on there, I've also donated a whole pallet to a customer that actually shipped stuff to Sierra Leone, which they was highly grateful for. And obviously the actual brand that I'm actually selling is the one that they use in hospitals, the Perel. So basically, at the end of the day, it's more of a prevention thing than anything else.
But as we've just heard, using this hand gel, because of the way that Ebola is spread, it's really not going to make any difference.
Well, then maybe that was a bit of my naivety, not knowing the actual thing. But as far as I was aware, it's another germ sort of disease that basically, if it says it on the bottle, that basically is preventing any sort of thing for hygiene, then I thought it was obviously a good idea.
Is it not rather irresponsible to make a claim or to suggest that this product that you're selling will fight one of the most deadly diseases that is unfortunately spreading around around certainly parts of Africa, and unfortunately we're seeing in other parts of the world as well?
Well, not really. Yeah, well, basically, how much does anybody know about this Ebola? Because obviously everyone's keeping quiet on how it is actually caught. Everyone's saying it's close contact. But does anyone actually know how it's actually spread? Well, do you know actually how it's spread?
Well, it's a great shame. I just said goodbye to the virologist because I'm quite sure he would know exactly how it's spread. But it is, you've got to be in very close contact with either someone with Ebola.
Before you know actually all the facts and everything, really, you're sort of insinuating that I'm using it as a joke.
Hang on a minute. You're the one who stuck a sign up selling anti-Ebola hand gel.
Yeah, and it says on the tin, doesn't it?
It's quite a claim to make. Well, no, it doesn't, because as we've just heard from a virologist...
Yeah. Yeah.
An expert in viruses, using antibacterial hand gel will not fight Ebola.
Right, OK. Well, so as I said, who else is actually donating stuff then to ship over there, which I have? Has Three Counties Radio donated any stuff to send over there to help against it?
Why is that relevant to the fact that you've put a sign up on your market stall?
Basically, because most of my customers are African and they haven't found it offensive. They've actually found it as a useful measure. So
has it been flying off the shelves?
Well, of course it has.
Of course it has, because you're cashing in on the fact that you're scaring people into buying the product because they're going to get rid of Ebola.
That's rubbish. Absolute rubbish. Why do people say that you've got to use the Perel hand wash when you go into a hospital?
Well, to fight all kinds of germs and nasty things you can pick up, like MRSA.
Exactly.
Yeah, but the difference is that the hand gel will help to prevent MRSA. The hand gel will not prevent Ebola.
Does it say it on the bottle that it protects against MRSA on the actual bottle? Have you got a bottle in front of you?
No, I haven't. Have you?
Oh, right. No, I haven't. But I know it doesn't say it on there. So, at the end of the day, as far as I'm aware... It's protecting against that. Now I know.
How many people have got Ebola?
Stop giving it to charities and stuff like that.
How many people have got Ebola in Milton Keynes?
I don't know. You tell me.
I know exactly, Danny. None. Zero. Nothing.
How many have got it in Africa?
Well, unfortunately, many thousands. But you're not a market trader in Africa.
The JVS Show.
BBC Three Counties Radio.